FERC's La Charte Clears Committee vote on nomination for a full term, written by James Downing, and read by an automated voice. The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee advanced FERC Commissioner David Lossert's nomination for a new, full five-year term by a vote of 12-8. The vote largely was along party lines, though La Charte did win backing from Senator Angus King, who caucuses with the Democrats. That gave him a slightly larger margin than the two nominees he was paired with, Stephen Pearce for Director of the Bureau of Land Management and Kyle Housefate to be Under Secretary of Energy. Both cleared the committee on 11-9 votes, as King voted against them. The March 4th votes came more than a week after the committee took testimony from the three nominees. At last week's hearing, each of the nominees demonstrated that they're committed to ensuring the United States can meet rising electricity demand, prepared to advance reliable, affordable energy by backing domestic production, ready to exercise disciplined regulatory judgment over transmission, wholesale markets and natural gas infrastructure, said Committee Chair Mike Lee. Lee added that he looks forward to supporting each of the nominees when they are being considered by the full Senate. Ranking Member Martin Heinrich softened his tone on La Charte compared to his previous confirmation hearing, when he argued the nominee lacked experience in economic regulation. That has changed with on-the-job experience. I was encouraged by his strong commitment to ratepayer protection, affordability, reliability, resource neutrality, and commission independence at his confirmation hearing, Heinrich said. I also acknowledge that he has faithfully served on the commission for the past 5 months. But as I said when I voted against Laura Swett's nomination last fall, these are not normal times. The Trump administration is creating a grid crisis, killing union jobs and raising electricity prices with its back-to-the-past energy policies, he added. Until this administration respects the will of Congress, I cannot in good conscience support its nominees, Heinrich said.